The issue that is a major question is whether a person is allowed to get married inside a sanctuary. As we know, that the idea of marriage, it's a holy idea. And of course, the location of marriage also has a major impact on the marriage. So why shouldn't you be able to do it inside the sanctuary, especially if a person takes a look, the Ramah in Simon Shin Tzadik Aleph, in Yorodai, brings it that this was the Minhag. So it's written in Sifrei Kadmonim that Shemamidim Chatan Vekala Ala Migdal Bebet Knesset Beshat HaChupa. They used to have a platform, and they used to put Chatan and Kala on the platform inside the sanctuary. So, however, this used to be, let's say, around 600 years ago. What about today? So, writes Rav Yitzchak Yosef, Ra'uy v'nachon le'iman agam bizman hazeh, it is really proper that you should not la'aruch chupot bebet knesset. You should not do chupot inside synagogues. La'achar, because of few reasons. שהמציאות הוכיח שנכנסו לשם נשים בבגדים לא צנועים. Number one, whenever you are inviting guests, so let's say from the 400, 500, there are going to be ladies that are dressed improperly. Let's suffice it at that. Next, and then they come, that means you are, it's as if to say, you cannot just say, oh, so what's my problem? You know, it's not my fault. No, you are the inviter. You are the one who are inviting them. So there is a concept of, you know, not causing others to stumble. So therefore, so you bringing these individuals into Maqom Kadosh, and then to certain extent, the Torah says, "Vein kedushat ha-makom nishmeret." There it says, "Mikdashi tirau," that you have to have a fear of my sanctuary. That officially speaks about the Beit HaMikdash, but to certain extent, these are Mikdashe Me'at. That the Pasuk says these are the miniature sanctuaries. So therefore, the Kedushat HaMakom has to be observed. So next, so however, if everybody, 100%, no question about it, everybody is dressed properly, וגם שומרים בהקפדה על ההפרדה בין נשים לאנשים, that they make sure that men and women are totally separated, that at the time of their sitting. So וגם האנשים שומרים על קדושת המקום מצד הדין, officially speaking, if everybody, both men and women, are observing of the Kedushat HaMakom, Ein kol menia la'aruch chupot bebet knesset. Officially speaking, if, as far as the tenuity aspect is concerned, Afilo Rav Ovadia speaks about to what extent the Nashim have to be, in Yabia Omer, he talks about to what extent they are supposed to be, everyone is supposed to be observing of this Nekuda of Tzeniut. Then as far as the men are concerned, they are also going to be careful about it. Let's say, for example, nowadays, a chuppah is going to take at least anywhere from minimum 30 minutes to an hour, at least. And then you have the entire, you know, our generation is basically, we live in virtual world, and it's almost impossible for a person not to respond to cell phone back and forth, different types of discussions that you're going to have inside the sanctuary. So these are all dibur shel chol. Afilu during the weekday, it's not allowed inside the sanctuary. So therefore, the bottom line is highly unlikely that a person is going to be able to have all the different conditions that are supposed to be met. So therefore, the proper way would be not to have it inside the sanctuary. So bottom line. However, the sanctuaries that we are discussing are not reform and conservative synagogues. We are discussing Orthodox locations. You shouldn't have it. So in Reform, and as I mentioned, Harav Soloveitchik from Yeshiva University used to say the worst thing that the Reform and Conservative movement they did as a whole was the Christianization of the synagogue by the fact that they put men and women together. That in some places they have choir that is mamash emulating the ways of the Christians. Then you have the keyboard that is emulating the ways of the Christians. The fact that men and women, to begin with, sit together is against the Jewish. So that is the Christianization of the Jewish sanctuary, the house of Hashem. That means, Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in your own house, you are not in control. So that we are not discussing. This is talking about in a makom that the Kedusha is being observed, then you should not have it inside that sanctuary. So in the footnote, he brings a few reasons. Tiferet Israel writes, Tiferet Israel, who has the Perush and the Mishnayot, he writes as follows. He says, I want to discuss with you this issue of having wedding inside the sanctuary. She osin chupot bebet kereset. He says, alze samchu, hachadoshim asher alehem anuboshim. The newcomers, that we are embarrassed of their behavior. That means discussing the ideology of the Reform and the Haskalah movement that started around 200, 250 years ago, that we are embarrassed of their movement. They are embarrassed of their action. That is, the kol magmatam ledamot otanu letzad shelo nuchal leidamot. They want to compare us and they want to emulate the ways of the goyim. They want to make us to become similar to other nations. He says that, therefore, because of the fact that they do it inside their locations of their temples, so omnam, so they want to also emulate their ways. Omnam, however, milvad sheyesh isur la'asot chupa bebet kneset mikama ta'amim. He says, for few reasons, it is prohibited for us as Jews to do it inside the sanctuary. He says, v'chol mash nizkar bedivrei harama, the fact that the Rama writes that they used to do it, he says that the bottom line, he disagrees with it. So at the end of the day, he says, v'yesh baze isur shel bechukotehem lo terechu. The whole idea is, not that the goyim did it, and he brings one of the reasons, Hatam b'shnat shin hit asu rashe hakemura. That is, all the bishops gathered together, hanotzrit beRoma, in Rome. B'sham chakaku chukim, and over there they made laws, and one of the laws that they make, shirak bebet tiflatam mutal lechshor kishen nisuin. Only in mekomot of bet tiflatam, in their temples would it be allowed to make the weddings. So therefore, he says it becomes ubechukotehem lo telechu. So let me just end. It says ikaram hu biglal kavod hamakom. The main thing is the proper honor that is supposed to be given to our sanctuaries is not going to be observed. So it is therefore recommended highly, and then according to some, is mamash isur, to have it inside the sanctuary itself, so better that the person should avoid it.